Morning. Right now, though, let's talk money. Anytime you scroll through social media, you see influencers or finfluencers telling you all sorts of things, even what brand to use, and well and good until it isn't. We're about to chat with Nikki Reed from Milford Asset Management. This segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Nikki. So what are the dangers of influencers or unqualified people giving advice with our finances?
Morning, guys. Well, I think the danger is that there's no regulation, there's no obligation to have qualifications or experience to disclose if you're getting paid for what you're telling people. And these are all really important things, is things like the finance companies falling over and the GFC and even the 87 crash, for those who remember that. That was all a completely unregulated financial advice where sometimes...
Why is there not, Nikki? When you think about how on Instagram, for example, people have got to put paid partnerships and things, and yet they can just dish out financial advice willy-nilly?
Yeah, look, it's an area that the FMA, our regulator, is looking at. Mm. And I think many elder homes got fined recently for giving unregulated financial advice. But it's just to my mind, it's something to be really cautious about. You know, I think being engaged in your finances is really important and should be encouraged. But thinking about, you know, the advice that you might see online, what you might see on YouTube, which is sometimes what I get links sent to me from people seeing things on YouTube, you know, where you're getting your sources of information and financial advice is really important. It should be from somebody who is qualified and know how they are being paid for what they are telling you. Everybody should be, if you are a financial advisor, you can only provide advice legally around the things that you're expert in. So, for example, I can only give advice on Milford Investments because that is the scope of my financial advice. So I just wanted to, you know, touch on that because I think it's something that's becoming more and more prevalent.
Oh, it's very inviting. I see some things online, you know, these people giving tips on stocks and stuff, and you're like, I'm in, let's go.
I trust them.
This is clearly easy money. I've known you for 7 seconds.
What you did that time you invested in that?
No, that was from my friend Aaron.
Exactly. Aaron, it was not regulated, okay? No, and it failed, didn't it?
I only lost $5,000.
And it's not just the people you see online, but also being cautious about your friends, your family members, the people who have well-meaning advice. Because it's actually about investing and actually not investing. You know, the people that in the middle of the Iran crisis, oh, you should take your money out. Well, that might be a good thing if you need the money immediately, but you kind of should have planned for that already. It is just so important that you really think through financial decisions and make sure you get really good financial advice. At Milford, we've got a whole range of financial advisors who will provide financial advice to anybody $1,000 up.
Yeah,
actually all qualified.
Yeah.
And also not being paid to give that advice in any specific fashion.
I really love what Milford have done in terms of mitigating the risk, kind of prioritising not going backwards as opposed to taking great leaps forward, because I've just seen where other people have gone backwards, mine stayed in the same place through those tough times, and that's been a game changer.
And that key's to play the long game, right?
It's the long game, that's right. If you want to find out more or get some help or guidance to chat with a guru like Nikki, just go to milfordasset.com. Coming up, in the 80s, it was all about the bushy eyebrow look. Then along came the 90s, and it was the pencil-thin eyebrows. So what's in now? Somehow, Sam reckons he knows. And he's going to give us the inside word on eyebrows before 8. Keep listening.
Coast Breakfast with Tony, Jason, Sam. Thanks to Bargain Chemist. 100% Kiwi-owned and operated.
Running a business.